Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs by Dave Barry, with ASIN B00B8UK9QG, offers a hilarious and comprehensive examination of music that people love to hate. Best-selling author and Pulitzer Prize-winning humorist Dave Barry turns his sharp wit towards the songs that have tormented him and millions of other people. This book originated from a single column Barry wrote, which unleashed a flood of reader responses sharing their own least favorite tunes. Barry compiled these songs, adding his own commentary and historical background, to create an entertaining journey through the world of badly perceived music. He categorizes songs that are annoyingly catchy, lyrically absurd, or just outright bizarre, making readers laugh while they nod in agreement. Barry's exploration into these musical abominations is not just a critique, but a lighthearted celebration of how music, even at its worst, brings people together. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the origins of bad songs. The journey into the heart of musical dislike begins with understanding how a song earns the title of being bad. Dave Barry introduces readers to the concept that bad songs are not necessarily poorly produced or performed, but rather possess qualities that make them irritatingly unforgettable. He delves into the psychology behind why certain tunes become stuck in our heads, often despite our wishes. Barry suggests that repetition, simple melodies, and catchy hooks make these songs memorable. Moreover, he explores the cultural and historical context in which these songs were produced, suggesting that their success often reflects the collective mood or trends of a particular era. This section provides a foundation for understanding the rest of the book, as Barry sets out to not only entertain with his witty commentary, but also offer insights into the strange alchemy that turns a song into a widely acknowledged nuisance. Secondly, the Hall of Infamy, notoriously bad songs. In what could be considered the core of the book, Dave Barry presents his categorically infamous Hall of Infamy of bad songs. This section is a compilation of the songs that have drawn the ire of Barry and his legion of readers. Each song is dissected with Barry's characteristic humor, examining why these tunes have garnered such notorious reputations. He covers a range of genres and eras, from the bubblegum pop of the 1960s to the power ballads of the 1980s, demonstrating that no period in music history is exempt from producing songs that people love to hate. Barry goes beyond just listing the songs. He delves into their lyrics, examines their musical composition, and even explores the often bizarre background stories of how these songs came to be. This thorough and humorous analysis helps readers understand that while these songs may be considered bad, they also have an undeniable impact on pop culture. Thirdly, lyrics that make you cringe. One of Dave Barry's key criteria for a song being deemed bad is its lyrics. In this section, Barry zooms in on songs with lyrics that are either nonsensical, overly sentimental, or outright cringeworthy. He provides examples of lyrics that defy logic, or that are so sugar-coated they induce a metaphorical toothache. Barry's analysis is not merely a takedown of these lyrics, but also an exploration of what these words reveal about human nature and our emotional connections to music. He argues that even the most absurd lyrics can evoke strong feelings or memories, tying us to these songs in ways we might not fully understand. Through Barry's humorous lens, readers are invited to reconsider the power of words in music, realizing that sometimes the silliest lyrics can have the most profound impact on us. Fourthly, musical mishaps and performer faux pas. Beyond the songs themselves, Dave Barry examines the role of performers and their sometimes calamitous attempts to bring music to life. This section not only highlights bad songs, but also performers who have committed unforgettable faux pas, whether during live performances, in music videos, or through unfortunate career decisions that have become inextricably linked to their musical legacy. Barry looks at how a performer's persona, stage antics, or misguided creative choices can amplify the perceived badness of a song. He offers a comedic behind-the-scenes look at the music industry, revealing how ego, ambition, and the pursuit of fame can sometimes lead to hilariously dreadful outcomes. Through anecdotes and examples, Barry shows readers that sometimes the story behind the song is just as fascinating and entertaining as the song itself. Lastly, why we love to hate these songs, Dave Barry culminates his exploration of bad songs by delving into the paradoxical reason we cherish them. Despite their ability to annoy or baffle us, these songs hold a special place in our cultural and personal histories. Barry posits that these songs act as markers in time, evoking nostalgia and memories of specific moments in our lives. He explores the communal aspect of disliking certain songs, suggesting that our shared disdain can be as powerful a bonding agent as our shared loves. Through humorous anecdotes and reader testimonies, Barry illustrates how these maligned melodies can bring people together, fostering a sense of community and collective identity. This section reassures readers that their guilty pleasures or musical grievances are not only valid, but also a significant part of the tapestry of popular culture. In conclusion, Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs is a must-read for anyone who has ever found themselves unwittingly humming a tune they claim to despise. Barry's witty take on the music we love to hate is more than just entertaining. It offers insights into the nature of music, memory, and community. This book is perfect for music lovers, history buffs, and anyone who enjoys a good laugh. By exploring the songs that have irritated, amused, and confounded us, Barry demonstrates that even the worst music can have a lasting impact on our lives and culture. The book serves as a reminder of music's power to unite people, whether in joy or in jest. With its blend of humor, history, and humanity, Dave Barry's book enriches our appreciation of music in all its forms, making us laugh and think in equal measure. It reveals that sometimes, the songs we claim to hate are the very ones that bring us the most joy. If you would like to support Dave Barry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.